Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Good evening. Happy Easter. What a glorious day this day has been. I hope you have enjoyed this wonderful day that the Lord blessed us with. Today, the sunshine and the celebration of the resurrection. I wonder what was the main attraction, or what is the main attraction of Easter for you? Awkward silences. Perhaps a number of things that are there. As you can hear from my accent, I'm not quite from Comley Bank originally, not even East Kilbride. If you wondered, just in case. I'm originally from Transylvania. My name is George, and I had the privilege of ministering at St. Stephen's, Comley Bank, for a number of years. And perhaps my reputation arrived here before I came. I see this lovely big clock here. Just a reminder. Do not have any ideas, Kat, to bring this back to Comley Bank. I have the reputation to preach long, but I will try to be short tonight. I'm originally from Transylvania, and God in amazing ways brought me over here. And when he brought me over to Scotland or to the UK, you know, you are like a tourist, and you come into the country, and what are the main attractions of the country? And one of the main attractions when you are a visitor to the UK is the changing of the guards. The changing of the guards down in London at Buckingham Palace. And it is spectacular. It is colorful. And it is quite powerful, the image, the precision, how they step in unity and they change the guards. But when you think about it, it is really not a big deal, is it? I mean, it is, you're changing like for like. There's the same uniforms, the same height. It's nothing different. It is, you know, okay, just one soldier is going off and the other one is coming back instead of them. But when you come to Easter, the most exciting thing is, the most spectacular thing is, the changing of the guards. Because that's what's happening on Easter morning. Because it is not a change of like for like. It is like an upgrade. You know, when you get an email from EE or whatever is your phone provider, it says, oh, you have an upgrade on your phone. It's not change for same, but for something better. And that's what's happening at Easter. It is a change for something better, for bigger, for more powerful, and far more eternal. The first changing of the guard is the change of time. The change of time. Matthew begins there in verse 1, chapter 28. Saturday was over, and the first day of the week was coming. The darkness was gone, and the light was dawning up. It was a new beginning, not just a new week, it was a new era. It was a new time according to God's will and purpose. Saturday was still the day of sorrow and sadness. Jesus was crucified on Good Friday. He is dead in the tomb. And all his disciples, all the women, are in sorrow and grief and loss and darkness and hopelessness. What's next? It is that darkness of Saturday on the hearts and minds. But then comes the first day of the week, and light is coming up. It's the day of the resurrection. And hope is there. And the joy is coming. and replacing the darkness. Life is replacing death. I mentioned I'm coming from Transylvania. Now, if you are thinking Transylvania is just a made-up fantasy world, yes. No, it isn't. It is real. It is part of Romania. I used to be minister there in a small village. The tradition was on Holy Week that when Good Friday came, or when anybody died in the village, a black flag was put out in the belfry. So wherever from the village you could see somebody died, and the bells were rang in a special way that let you know that somebody died and the family is in darkness and hopelessness and sadness and grief. And on Good Friday morning, the flag went out at the belfry. And inside the church, the front pews were covered with black. The fencing around the communion table was covered with black. The pulpit was covered with black. Because the Son of God died on the cross for me and for you. And when Saturday came, we had services on Saturday and everything was black. But when Easter Sunday came, and early morning you looked up at the belfry, the flag wasn't there anymore. And when you came into the church, the black was replaced with white and flowers everywhere, because life and light replaced darkness and death. The first changing of the guard, the first message of Easter is that you might be in Saturday right now. I don't know where you are and what is in your heart or in your soul. But God has a time for resurrection in your life as well. To replace that darkness. To replace that sorrow or hopelessness. It is so powerful when Jesus says to the disciples in the very same context, in the Gospel of John, in chapter 16, verse 22, Jesus says to his disciples, "So with you, now in your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy." Now it is your time of grief. It is Saturday, but Sunday is coming. You know that famous Good Friday or Easter sermon, it's Friday, but Sunday is coming. If Sunday has not come to you yet, Sunday is coming, for God has set a time for it. That's the first changing of the guards, the changing of the time, and the second one is the changing of power. The power is changing. Because we find there in the Gospel of Matthew tells us there was a mighty, powerful earthquake. It was an earth-shattering, earth-shaking change. God was stepping in into history. He came down through his messenger, through the angel, who rolled away the stone. And I love that comment from Matthew, he says. And then the angel sat down on the stone. Now take that, guys. You thought you were in charge. You are not. I am in charge. The Lord God Almighty is in charge. What a powerful change of guards that is, isn't it? The soldiers were there to guard the tomb. And now God is saying, no, I am taking care of this tomb. And this tomb is not going to be locked away, not going to be blocked away. I'm rolling away the stone. And instead of the power and terror and the fear of man, God's love and grace is coming and going to rule and take its seat and throne. How wonderful and powerful that message is, that men's devices and plans and plots and powers and authorities come to nothing when they face God. God steps in and claims authority. I love that symbolic action in the Roman Catholic Church when they are electing a new pope. Maybe you heard of it, maybe you didn't. But when the new pope is elected, They put a candle in front of him and they light it and they wait until the candle goes down completely. And when it is burnt off completely, they say to him in Latin, "Sic transit gloria mundi," this is how the glory of the earth is going to vanish. Just because you are Pope, don't think that your glory will stay forever. Human power is not standing there forever. God is stepping in, and sometimes he's stepping in earth-shattering ways into our lives, and then takes his seat in our lives. Instead of terror and fear, he's coming with his grace and with his love. So when you start your days, consider God. When you start your plans, James says that in his letter to us as well. Oh, when we are going to this city, we are going to do this business, we are going to do that, and I'm going to do my way this way, like Frank Sinatra said, "I did it my way." No. Bring it to him. In your prayers, in your supplications, and let him rule your life. Submit to him. Because he rolls away the stone and sits on it and releases life and hope. The first changing of the guard is the changing of times, and then there is the changing of power. And the third one is the changing of life. And this is the most wonderful and the most powerful one, this life-changing event. Because the women went out with trepidation to the tomb. Why? Because they wanted to find the Jesus who was crucified, the Jesus who was dead. And they are meeting the living Lord. Now what a difference that is. What a change that is. And Jesus met them and sent them greetings. And I feel that is such a poor translation in our English, because it is, "Hi." No, it is not. It is far more. In the original Greek that says, "Rejoice." Yes, that was a greeting in Greek. But isn't far more meaningful? Rejoice. Or just saying, "Hi." That's what Jesus is saying. Fill your heart with joy. Be happy. Be full of joy. Be glad. Rejoice, for the Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. All the hopes and the promises of the Old Testament, of the prophets, of Isaiah, are not dead, but are fulfilled. And the joy is when it is Jesus coming to you and meeting you right there where you are. Maybe in trepidation, maybe in fear, but there is joy there. Rejoice, for I am alive. Where are the soldiers? Gone. Where are the high priests and Pharisees who condemned Jesus? We don't even know their tombs and graves. Where is Pilate? At best in the history books. Where is the Roman Empire? In ruins. Where is the Lord Jesus Christ? He is alive. And when he meets you, he says to you, not "Hi," but "Rejoice." And says to the women, "Rejoice and go, because I have a plan for you. I have a plan for my disciples, for my brothers, for my friends. I have a future for you." That's what Easter is all about. Changing of the guards. Changing of times, of power, and of life. A new time, God's timing. A new guard, God's powerful guarding of your lives. And a new joy, God's Savior our Lord Jesus Christ. And your Easter will be truly fulfilled if the changing of the guards will happen in your life. Will you let it happen? It won't be a change, same for same, but for something far better than you could ever imagine or hope for. Lord, we want to give you thanks that you are a God of change. Lord, we know that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And yet, that is the change for us in our lives. When that powerful, Lord, living Lord Jesus enters our lives. Lord, we want to give you thanks that Easter changes everything in this world. Changes our lives, our thinking, our family life, our church life, our community life. And Lord, we pray that that change will come with new power and new fresh spirit, your Holy Spirit, into our hearts and minds and souls, right here and right now, that we will be the people of the resurrection in the fullness of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.